Boris Beed kicked 3 field goals as the Edmonton Elks won their second game in a row, and second of the season, defeating the BC Lions 33-16 on Sunday. The Elks are now 2-7. It was their first win at home this season, and just the third in their last 31 games stretching back to October 26, 2019. The Lions are heading in the opposite direction, losing their third game in a row to drop to 5-4. The Lions were quick off the mark, scoring a touchdown on their opening drive. In for Vernon Adams Jr., who suffered a knee injury last week against Winnipeg, quarterback Jake Dolagala marched the team downfield before David Mackey pounded the ball in from the 1. Edmonton responded with a single off a missed 38-yard field goal attempt by Bede. BC got a 43-yard field goal from Sean White on its second possession. Running back Javon Leak picked up where he left off last week for the Elks early in the second quarter, scoring a 12-yard rushing TD. Elks QB Trey Ford put together another strong drive to put Edmonton in front 15-10, capped off by a 1-yard plunge by backup Dakota Prukop. They added another single on the ensuing kickoff. Edmonton closed out the first half with a 51-yard field goal by Bede. White kicked his 44th consecutive field goal early in the third, a 43-yarder. Ford took a hard hit late in the second and was replaced for the remainder of the game at pivot by McLeod Bethel Thompson, who had a good drive going before being picked off in the end zone by Ciante Evans. Dolagala marched the Lions all the way down to the Edmonton red zone, but they were forced to settle for an 18-yard field goal from White to remain 3 points back. The Elks started the fourth quarter with a 34-yard field goal from Bede. Edmonton added to its lead with 6:37 remaining as Bethel Thompson dumped it off to Justin Rankin for a 17-yard touchdown. The 2-point convert pass to Dylan Mitchell was successful. Bede booted his third field goal of the night from 30 yards out to give Edmonton an added cushion. Notes: it was the second meeting of the season between the two teams. The Lions won the first clash 24-21 in Vancouver in Week 4 on a last-second field goal. Not only did Elks running back Leak have the game of his life with 3 touchdowns in Edmonton's first win of the season last week, a 42-31 victory in Saskatchewan, he rushed for 169 yards. That is just 3 fewer yards than in all 32 previous games in his CFL career combined. In last week's 25-0 loss to Winnipeg, the Lions only recorded 4 first downs, the fewest in franchise history. The Lions welcomed a few key players back to the lineup, including linebacker Manny Rigamba, who missed the last 2 weeks due to a knee injury, receiver Javon Cottoy, who missed 3 games with a rib injury, and linebacker Thibaut DeBailey, who was out the same amount of time with a chest injury. It was the Elks' last game at Commonwealth Stadium until September 7, but the building will be busy in the meantime, with concerts by Metallica and Pink in August. Up next, Lions host the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 3-6, on Sunday, August 18. Elks visit the Hamilton Tiger Cats, 2-7, on Saturday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 11, 2024. Shane Jones, the Canadian Press.